both big lines starting this one again for the third straight time.
4,020 days since the last second round Stanley Cup playoff game was played in the state of Minnesota, and now game three officially underway between the Avalanche and the Wild. Dumping the puck in, Natchez, Lehkonen, MacKinnon on the prowl. Faber moves the puck up the wall. It gets past Taves. It's Natchez with it, moving into his own end. Over to Cale Makar. Did not take the morning skate or practice yesterday, Cale Makar. Defined as maintenance days. Here comes Kaprizov shooting! And a fantastic glove save to start us off here tonight by Scott Wedgwood. Uses the wall all the way back. Malinsky to Brock Nelson. A pass to Nichushkin. And that left-hander is behind the goal line. Gets to it, as does Malinsky. Nichushkin just missed that pass. Malinsky, though, to Brock Nelson. Here's a shot from Kulak, and Volst up the save, and he quickly covers up with traffic in front. A lot of jump from the Wild so far. Slapper from the captain, Spurgeon. Didn't hit the net. The Wild still control. Cycles it. Nichushkin takes it off the wall. Valerie Nichushkin moving to the center. Wrist shot block. Gets it back. Shooting. Volst hit the save. Back into the lineup here for game three for the Minnesota Wild. Ryan Hartman taking control, walking in with the puck, a shot, rebound, and Scott Wedgwood has it. Couldn't get to the puck. Makar in front of him, taking it back though. Kaprizov, Kirill Kaprizov, moving it, quick shot from Zuccarello, and Wedgwood again shutting the door. Good opportunities here for this top line for the out for the Wild. Faber surveying. Brock Faber cycles it. Kaprizov being tracked by Taves, spinning and firing right in front with Zuccarello. Tried to swat at it. Puck was midair, but it comes out and Hughes controls. Quinn Hughes, 11 points in 8 games these playoffs. Marcus Johansson dancing through. Couldn't get a shot away. Moving it to Boldy. Quickly to Hunt. Hunt hands it off. It's Spurgeon. Looking, shooting, and a stop from Wedgwood again. Quick shot from Johansson in tight. Zach Bogosian got into the zone but mishandled the puck. Malinsky, tape to tape. Godley looking, finds his man, and Volstead keeps it out.
Minnesota for the last few shifts, but this is the Avalanche. They can create in a heartbeat. What a glove hand save to deny Parker Kelly in tight.
Didn't respond well in the AHL, but give him credit. He learned his lessons, applied them to the breakout year he just had. I have no doubt he'll be ready to go. He just needed a breather, said John Hines before the game. He's been right so far, guys.
Back to Makar at the blue line. Godfrey once again down low feed. Landeskog tried to put it home from a sharp angle, couldn't do so. And now MacKinnon looking. One-timer blast from Makar. Brock Faber skating up the ice. Down the Colorado zone, now he's waiting. Kaprizov punches through, makes a move. A beautiful goal for Kirill Kaprizov.
Little change. Boldy comes onto the ice. And then Kaprizov, beautiful move in tight as he walks around and tucks it into the net. Nice little stop up by Faber to buy some time. It was actually Kaprizov.
Hughes, saucer pass, Zuccarello. Gets it right back, shooting. Save from Wedgwood. And Kaprizov missed that pass. Wide open net, opportunity missed. Hughes, still on the hunt. Quinn Hughes takes a look, shoots, scores!
Can't put it home, but it's to stay with it, and then Quinn Hughes go to work. I mean, he picks up this puck, takes his time to the middle. This is a zinger. No shots in game number two for Quinn Hughes. He was hit multiple times. You knew he was going to step up in game three, the first game in front of his home fans, and he scores on the power play, a 4-on-2.
Bruins and the Minnesota Wild have, and they're drawing from it in the Dallas series. They lost the first two games and won three straight.
Matt Boldy.
Down the feed, Kaprizov all alone in front! And Wedgwood saves the day for Colorado.
And this one here, nice movement around for Boldy. No look pass. He looks like he's going to bring the puck back to the middle, but zips it down low to Kaprizov pretty quickly. He's waiting for a quick little move, backhand to forehand. The stuff saved by Wedge, but more importantly, look at him get the glove down on this one after it bobbles around. Kaprizov tries to bring it.
And Boldy wins it. Hughes making moves up the blue line. Boldy takes it, challenged. Kaprizov wires a pass across. Zuccarello shot off of Taves and into the net.
Yeah, he bats this one right out of the air. This is a beautiful pass by Kaprizov. Lots of pressure here by the Avalanche. That pass right there puts it through three sticks of the Avalanche. Kaprizov does. Zuccarello with the quick wrister. Little deflection off of Taves and great hand eye by Ryan Hartman. He's been all around the net in this series. They changed it up, had two defensemen in game number one. With Faber and Hughes on the power play, they changed to having Hartman in the front of the net, and it's paid off with a power play goal. They're second in the game as he bats this one on the backhand side past Wedgwood. And taking a long look at this one by Hartman, it's crossbar height when a puck is put in.
Godley down low this time. Landeskog back to Godley. Landeskog near the net trying to force it home. Puck available.
Now they're going to challenge this. They're going to take a long look at this because there's no question Landeskog bulldozes over Volstead, but he is pushed from behind by Damon Hunt. A huge effort not to get bulldozed in, but he's trying to score here. This puck comes down to him. Not the first time, the second time you're going to see him take this puck, and then bam, there it is right there. You can see Hunt kind of cross-checks him as he's driving this puck into the blue paint. No chance for Volstead there after that happens. The question now is, this is a goal on the ice. They have counted this a goal. After that contact and then the push from behind, he had already made contact with Volstead first, though. And then it's tapped home afterwards. And we'll see if they decide.
And for Volstead, who has just had a great game so far.
Ooh,
huge hit on Quinn Hughes. The referee's hand is up. The Wild attacking shot, and they score!
He already took a penalty for holding. Here he's going to catch him. That's actually not Parker Kelly. It's on the tangle between both guys trying to hit him. He goes down a little awkwardly. Looked worse live than it was on the replay. But the Wild come right back down. And it's Tarasenko with that wicked wrister. Brock Faber, who has been really active in this game. He has been elevating his game, attacking off the rush.
Round two, game three. The first second round matchup at home for Minnesota in 11 years. Kicking it back to Marcus Johansson. Nice wheels. Comes through, stops at the wall. Faber. Johansson up. Euro! Off the iron!
We'll open up hockey here, and pucks just being chucked to the middle. This is a great chance for Euro for his first.
Nate is shooting. Volstead the same. Rebound Godley. He's stopped by Volstead too. Godley. Nature's shot didn't go. Shooting gallery here. Another blast blocked. Godley blocked again. Final 5 seconds. It's in the net.
Finish this one off. Here's the pressure that was all around. Volstead, here's one save, diving across. This one goes down the ice, and he says, all right, I'm going down. I'm tired of this one. And he says, all right, I'm going down. I'm tired of this one.
We have a series